Judge approves disabled veterans bias lawsuit against UMass. By Tom Sikata on November 11, 2019. U.S. District Judge Richard Stearns announced this week that a disabled veterans gender bias lawsuit against the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth will move forward. According to a report by the College Fix, an anti-male gender bias lawsuit at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth will move forward in the court system. The suit, which was brought by disabled veteran and PhD candidate John Arnois, alleges that several faculty members at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth engaged in anti-male discrimination. The lawsuit alleges that Arnois was demoted to a slower graduation track after faculty learned that he had a criminal record. However, the lawsuit claims that there was no evidence to find Arnois guilty. In a filing, U.S. District Judge Richard Stearns wrote that Arnois' allegations are sufficient to support the claim that his gender was a motivating factor in their treatment of Arnois. Arnois also maintains that UMass Dartmouth's recent settlement of a costly gender discrimination lawsuit initiated by a female employee hypersensitized UMass Dartmouth to suits by females filing Title IX discrimination complaints, such that UMass Dartmouth was motivated to undertake preemptive and precipitous investigation of male students accused of Title IX misconduct. These allegations, collectively, if believed by a jury, are sufficient to support an inference that Arnois' gender was a motivating factor in the decision of UMass Dartmouth to initiate a baseless Title IX investigation. Despite the demotion to the slower graduation track, Arnois finished with a 4.0 GPA and was recruited into a prestigious internship program at Duke University. Many legal analysts have criticized American colleges and universities for their disdain for due process. Brooklyn College professor K.C. Johnson pointed out that this case will move forward, in part, because the university failed to share an investigative report with Arnois. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.